Too, right? I would like, hate to smoke my 7 gram joint with Andy. And he might want to smoke, so they gave him something to do.
You got like a wah-wah or like a.
And you gotta hook him up with some waves, man. He needs some waves, man. But he got some good shit.
Hold on, check this one out.
The cricket.
Like it or not, it's sponsored by. Hold on, check it out. And now for your favorite part of the show, bro. Shout out.
There you go.
Say a lighter, bro.
Gang, uh-oh.
Gang shit, that's all we on. Oh, yeah.
You said you ain't smoking the Swisher, right?
Hey, look, hey. So
no, I said I only could roll one. I'll smoke whatever.
Hey, but look, no, I'm saying I might smoke your one, bro. Nah, nah, you
do it.
That's for later, bro.
If there's no camera, you wanna hear it? It's whatever.
Hey, you want to hear it? Hey, Eatry, give him the headphones real quick so he can hear the intro.
Yep.
All right, folks, I know we out here fucking bullshitting, but what we're going to do is...
Let me see a lighter, though. I definitely need a lighter. I'll wait
for you to get back. Let's play this jam. Let's hear that. Yeah, I want to hear this. This is your stuff? Huh?
Bro.
Fuck yeah, dude. I love it. Hey, man, I love the... It's like a mix between...
All right, you guys, let's listen up.
You are now listening... To like it or not.
Like it or not.
It don't work though, I don't think. That's not shabby at all. Hey, welcome back to another episode of Like It or Not.
Like it or not, y'all.
Trying to find a lighter in this bitch. Y'all got a lighter?
Looks like we got one.
No, that shit ain't gonna work, man.
I think you gave me that on purpose, but it's all
wow. There might be just a lighter over there, brother. Has to be. Like I was out here smoking cigs and shit.
I don't have one, fuck? Man, which is unfortunate.
What you do and what you see.
This episode is brought to you by cigarettes.
This episode is brought to you by Trophy Runts, you bitch-ass motherfuckers.
No.
Like it or fucking not. Now, look, we get real raw.
Brought to you by Great Pie.
And uncut. Well, okay. This episode is brought to you by the motherfuckers that lost their lighter, and me included. Like, where's... How the fuck... Man. I'm about to play Stairway to Heaven real quick so I can go out and find a lighter.
You got a Chris P. Waffle House?
I think that'll work.
Chris P. Waffle House.
Hold on. Oh, no, 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 because we gotta go, I gotta get back on the sound.
So,
man.
I don't know if you guys heard that third voice, but we didn't introduce him. Why don't you introduce
Yeah, we do
him?
Gotta do an introduction real
Who
quick.
Who is he?
The episode is centered around Jake Wagner. Okay. And not the Jake Wagner that some friends at home that are listening that know Andy Hippa from back in the day. Not that Jake Wagner that like paints murals in Austin, Texas and was like graffiti.
Okay.
Like, not Jake Wagner, not Flat Black.
Okay.
Yeah, shout out to Flat Black, though. Okay. My guy.
For my time.
I'll definitely have to send that shit to Jake, man. Shout out to Jake, though. That's my fucking old school homie, bro. He's doing big things, though. He's been killing life and just shit in general. But we got Jake Wagner in the building, bro. Step up to the mic and tell people who you are, man.
How's it going, everybody? My name's Jake, so I am an audio engineer. Just kicking it big time in the 253 with Andy and Eric. Can't complain. Yep. Life's going good. Ready to do a goddamn podcast.
And still can't find a lighter, though.
That's a problem.
Like, we're out here fucking hilariously, like, searching for lighters and looking at people walk by 6 hours.
We got, like, 10 different strains. We got a Runtz fucking rolling tray. But we got a lighter. There we go.
Wow,
I think I need a shot of 1800 for that.
Can you grab that bottle, yours. Jake? Shout out to Trace, though. This
Shout
episode,
out to 1800
this actually,
and Trace.
Like it or not, is sponsored by
Trace.
And Trace and fucking give me that bottle real quick. This episode is sponsored by Trace, and he fucking brought us the fucking 1800 Cristalino, dude. The Arejo.
Being
like
from
straight the fuck up, man. Come on, bro. Like really,
being
dude.
From Oakland, California, there was a group from my region. We actually from Vallejo called the Federation. They got a song.
Oh, come on, man.
So that stuff is dear to me. And hey, man, you feel me? Shout out, hey.
Come on,
what's
man.
What's your name, my brother? Shout out, my guy Tree, man.
See, yo, big dog
Tree,
in the
right?
building, man.
Yeah, shout him out, man. He knew about it.
Oh,
man.
Definitely
see,
one of the realest.
That's why Tacoma
ever,
is dope. He must be a real Tacomian right here. You
oh,
know
he
what
is.
Man?
Definitely.
Hey, look, I was about to say, he probably from the hill, because if you know about that, you know what I'm saying? Because most people from the hill, man, come on, man.
This is a great episode already. Like East Oakland. Jumped off yet.
For real. Part in the East Tacoma is like West Oakland, but hey, don't ask me, because they get savage out there. For real, man.
Okay.
Yeah, we got Jake Wagner.
Yeah, I mean, like it or fucking not, let's get on the fucking... So, I mean, you know, this is a spur-of-the-moment episode. I see you all the time at the fucking bar. I've been like fucking like, you know how like real motherfuckers just like, I've been like, man, what's this dude? This dude, he producing for Miguel. He's just out here floating around the tack, like just under the radar and shit. Like no one even knows he's in Tacoma. Like what the fuck is going on? Like, do you know Darryl Cruz?
I do not know Darryl Cruz. I do not know many people.
I think Darryl Cruz is somebody that we need to introduce Jake to.
Hey, because he definitely 100% showed me some music and earlier that he probably would like to hear.
Also, one huge shout out to Darryl Cruz, real quick. That's for sure.
Shout out Darryl.
A pioneer in this playlist type shit. You know what I mean?
Damn, you know.
Guys are also telling me about a Mr. Baloogs I've never met either. Oh, yeah. I think there's a bunch of people out here I probably should
be tapped in with,
to.
Man.
Yeah.
You know, especially if you're in the music scene and you're down and you're like, and you're behind the boards, bro. Like, Tacoma's missing. They have too many rappers.
Yeah, we got a lot
we need
of
more
rappers.
Fucking motherfuckers that can engineer the music to get these cats and shit out, bro. Because, shit. I mean, so you've actually, speaking of Tacoma, you're from Tacoma, no?
Absolutely. Born and raised.
In high school?
Went to Gig Harbor High School, so.
Well, that's Pierce bridge. County. That's 253.
Yeah, we're close.
Still fucking
no.
Close.
Gig Harbor, man.
I went to TCC since I was a junior, though.
There you go.
Got out of there early.
And so how did you connect with Lil Rip, man, with fucking with Louie, bro? Like, how did, because I know you fuck with Louie, and then how'd that come about?
So that was honestly, like, I don't, like, as far as music goes, it was more with Keyshawn through Taj. They're on the same label. Shout out J-Lau, shout out Taj, shout out Louie. But one of my best friends is Keyshawn, so just mix and master music through him. The whole time, that was a main connection through that.
And then, of course, I mean, if somebody that like that knows the game and shit, or like works harder, knows what they're doing, I'm sure that you appreciated like being with Lou in the studio.
Man, he's definitely one of a kind. Shout out Rip, shout out all those times I remember.
Legendary shit, you know.
Definitely.
R.I.P. Gluey Sparks.
Come on, yeah, say that in the mic, bro.
R.I.P. Gluey Sparks.
Hey, R.I.P. Gluey Sparks, man. Real shit, man. Fucking A, man. Like, that's that hit the town heavy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm older cat, so I wasn't, like, attached to that. But, I mean, like, I know people that knew him. I knew him from afar. He played hoop and shit, bro.
Damn, man.
He was a young hooper back in the day. Man. Rest in peace, bro. Like, damn, fucking man. A, dog. Like,
moment of silence.
Hey, my nigga.
Yeah, man. I remember that shit when I first moved out here. I heard about that.
Well, they look like E-Tree said, let's do a moment of silence real quick. Straight up. Like it or not. Man, you know, and speaking of Louie too, man, like, fuck, man, he should have been on the podcast. I don't know how the fuck I run through so many episodes and not have fucking Rip on the fucking shit, bro.
He's busy, man.
And no.
I'm because, not even from Tacoma.
Well, no,
I
he
see
is.
Him
he is
doing shit nationally, man. He and his music, man. And you know,
no, he is super fucking. He is. And
being
but
an
he
old
got
guy,
he got.
I could really hear his music and still appreciate it.
He
like,
did get kind of mad. He was like
some Marvin Gaye type shit, even though he do the young nigga shit. Yeah. It's still dope, man. Like
I'm kind of shitting on myself when I say this.
The world waiting for artists like that.
When I say this, I'm kind of shitting on myself because when I asked him, like, yo, what's good? You want? He was like, man, you done had everybody in the town on, you know, already. You know what I'm saying? Like, kind of like, why would I want to come on? But he didn't say no. But it was just like, he made me feel like, you know, yeah, what? Come on, Andy, check yourself, bro.
Yeah.
You're a Hoop podcast. You're a Tacoma podcast. And we have fucking Rip on yet, bro.
That's bad podcasting.
Like, no,
gotta,
straight
you,
up.
You got to step your podcasting up and reach out, man, because those guys.
But, I mean, we've definitely talked, and I've definitely planned on having them on. It's just like, there's, you know, there's a bunch of people that I haven't had.
That is a good question, though. How many episodes are you in, for real, though? Just
probably like 70-something total, maybe 80, maybe.
Man, that's dope. Man, that's dope.
With, like, with me and Umi doing it back in the day.
So this is officially a brand. It's and not then, even a podcast anymore. It's like, you ready for merch? The Like It or Not chicken sandwich collabo is coming soon with bacon. What you want on it?
Shit. just got to make it a little bit spicy. You know what I'm saying? It's got to be a little spicy. A little more kick. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Luke over there at Alley Cat.
Oh, yeah.
Like, bringing that San Jose, bringing that taste from grandma and grandpa, dude. Like,
from San Jose? Shit.
Like, he's bringing that, and he's bringing them old recipes, like digging up old recipes, yeah, and like bringing that shit. Shit.
I'll buy you another one.
Oh, yeah.
I'll show you some weed.
Come on, man. You're golden.
It's easy to make business with a man with a lot of
come
weed.
Come on, man. I don't even have a lot, but I'm willing to spare it.
And we got the 1800s. Yeah, so, Jake, man, tell us about, like, your aspirations, like what your plan is, like what's your goal for, like, you know, is music your life? Like, do you have a fucking day job? Like, what's the fucking scoop on you, bro?
Yeah, so music is my life, first off. I was working in L.A. for a couple years doing audio engineering and working at Serenity West Studios, you know, coming in every day.
Serenity West Studios, okay, so like, tell us what that is. Like, tell us about what, you know, for people that might not know what the fuck is that, you know?
Oh, I mean, like Bieber, Adele, a bunch of people worked there. My first months working as an intern, I was working on Miguel's album and was just starting as a runner, you know?
It fun? Was it stressful? Was it like...
Well, anything in LA was stressful. Like, it takes me an hour and a half to get to work in the morning, you know, and that's in like... I hate driving. I had to get my SUV up to get a little fucking Honda Civic just to get through,
that's,
you know?
Supposed to be his person.
Hijack.
Yeah, it's both.
Oh, that was for me.
Like, jeez. That's how we do it at Liker tonight.
Pass it to him.
When I sponsor it, look. I told my guy I was like coming through today, man. He rented the spot, man. This is big. This is big, man.
This is major.
He rented the spot, man. This is big, but not to cut out what we... Because No, that's you, man. I'm in the spot.
Yeah, you're straight.
Look, we got to smoke this. Like, we got this other shit on our...
Bum, bum, bum,
the 7 Grammar. You can hit that, too. But I'm just saying, that was the personal, man. Because we just appreciate the energy.
Hey, that's the 7 Grammar Hammer brought to you by...
You know what? One thing I want to ask you, though, man, is being from Port Orchard and just hearing about you working with McGraw.
Miguel, what made you get into music, being in Port Orchard,
I don't know if when you started, if it was 12-year-old you or 10-year-old you, what made you really just feel like, man, I want to start fucking with this music shit?
Yeah, good, great fucking question.
That's a great question. So I've always had like an affinity towards music. When I was 8, I remember my like piano teacher was so upset when I quit playing piano because I was taking the pieces and transposing them to other keys. I was really early, killing it, and I was her best student.
Transposing,
and I quit.
Come on, man.
And then I played the trumpet through middle school. What? I was doing other stuff like that, and then laid off it for a couple years when I was 16. Came back, retaught myself how
Why'd
to play
you lay
piano.
Off it?
Because it was so stressful. Because honestly, okay. I was very, very pressured to be the best, and it.
So there was music in the family or something, or how was
Yeah, my dad's killer. So the Beatniks, shout out the Beatniks. He used to be the drummer for them and did sounds.
Blow my fucking mind, man!
So,
what the fuck?
The motherfucking Beatniks.
Only old people know about that.
But that's on the other side. But
they're like Bob Cousy and them.
Yeah, so there was. I mean, he's killer. He played the piano. He plays a bunch of instruments. My dad's a savage on all that. Growing up around that, though, like, you know, I'm getting like, hey, don't look at your hands and stuff.
You feel like
you're playing.
Your pops really was like, hey, let me show you this music stuff? Or did you just see it yourself and pick it up? Was it more him showing it, or was it you just looking at it and being like, I'm about to fuck with this music shit?
So I loved it at first. I did at first, but then it got to a point where I wasn't feeling it as much, where I feel like it was more like a job as opposed to having fun. But then I came back to it on my own. Almost like I never left, and I love it, never put it down since.
Damn.
Have all my instruments, but yeah. I think, so I finished school real early. I got my bachelor's when I was 19 years old from Arizona State, and after I finished that, I had some time and really decided to just go for it in music. So I actually went back to Arizona, went to Tempe, Conservatory of Recording Arts and Sciences.
I gotta ask you this, man.
Yeah.
So you said you at 19 you got your bachelor's.
Yeah.
What kept you going? Because I know when I was 19 or even before 19, I was like, fuck school. Even though I was in, I was making beats and doing music and all that type of shit, listening to records. Think, actually, I was in high school 14 thinking I was going to be as bigger than MC Hammer.
Yeah.
So how did you just go through school and get all that going? And what motivated you, man? What motivated you?
I think legacy, man. I think that's more important. Like art and stuff, that lives on. Like, you can work a day job, be the best person at Goldman Sachs. Can you name anybody that worked at Goldman Sachs?
Mm-mm.
Do you even know your great-grandpa's name?
I know his slave name. Nah.
Okay.
That's real shit.
I'm just saying, yeah, so some things live longer than other things, and music's one of them.
So, when you started getting into producing, were you doing, like, the traditional instruments you were learning, like, through your pops and through school, or were you fucking with the software? Because, take me back to that. I don't know what, like, year you're talking when you're saying high school.
Yeah, so...
So, were you doing software? Because when I was in high school... Niggas didn't have no software.
Yeah.
I had an alarm clock with a dual tape cassette, and I was looping more bounce than an ounce.
Yeah. Wow.
And then I put my vocals over that on another tape. And then eventually we got, remember we was talking about off the air, we was talking about the Insonic. E3? Then I had the Insonic ASR, and then we was able to do a little bit of sampling and the SP-12.
So you've been about music.
So where was you, what were you fucking with, traditional, or were you on the software?
So
you're not gonna, come on, man.
I'm glad you know. I'm glad it's three triggers something. You know about that.
We talked about it. We were talking about something. We were talking about hardware. We're definitely. I respect it.
He's there.
When I started, it was just on my Casio keyboard.
Jake, we smoking another one, okay?
That's cool, man.
Bro. I'll give you a whole nother eighth,
young
man,
Wagner,
just for
bro.
Sharing your knowledge.
Hold on,
and
he was about to answer. I interrupted him. He was about to say some shit, man.
Hey, smoke that, because I want to get high.
All right, yeah.
Smoke that. We'll get him some more weed. We got plenty of weed. Come on. You got the knowledge. We got the weed. Talk to
Shout
us.
Out Eric.
Look, hey, he hired. We got a new staff member, too, because he know the soundboard already. I don't know what I'm fired.
Oh, I didn't even know what that one is. I'm going to be using that all the time.
No, nah, but say what you were saying, man.
Definitely started just playing on software, but when I was 18, so I guess just finished high school, was starting my first year of college. I was only there for 2 years, but my first year got Ableton Push, yeah. Ableton Live. That was a game changer. Got a record player same year, so started collecting records. Cutting
you
up samples.
With sampling.
Oh yeah, 100%. Love it.
Shit.
And the warping stuff you can do. Oh yeah, I got.
Absolutely. Give me some top three samples real quick of yours. Even if you didn't make a beat off them, what were samples that you felt like? Oh shit.
The first thing I ever sampled was actually Young Thug Check, the part where he goes, "Bitch, I'm amigo. I play with kilos."
Bro,
I cut that up and I made a fuck.
I would never think to sample that.
It was nuts, though.
I would never think.
Can you say that again real quick?
Bitch, I'm amigo. I play with kilos.
Man, I love that I have an open mind. Because, see, in my era, if you did that, we would look at that like, oh, that's biting. You supposed to sample like Marvin Gaye, or you supposed to, you don't sample them. But
well, I did.
Now I appreciate
Whitney
that.
Houston, Whitney Houston's first
too.
Album. Yeah. I forget it was.
Come on, man.
I think it was called Whitney. It's the orange album where she's got like the teal cut out. I think it's her first album. I think it's called Whitney. I sampled the shit out of that. I got a first press of Janis Joplin's first gold record, too.
Shit.
I sampled the shit out of that.
But I'm still fucking with you because you sampled Young Thug Check.
Yeah.
And I fuck with Young Thug. A lot of my contemporaries, a lot of my friends, they don't fuck with Thug. But, hey, I fuck with Jeffrey. That's how much I'm a Thug fan.
I fuck with Sex. I think that's his other name.
See, you deep in the game. Look, I'm too old to say that. I can't say that. Like,
you said Jeffrey.
I'm going to say Jeffrey.
Edge, you know?
You say the Sex.
You're
I can't.
Hey, you fuck with Sex on the word. I ain't fucking with no Sex.
Man, like it or not, though, guys.
Like it or not.
Man, this episode is sponsored by also this fucking, hold on.
Trace.
Like it or not, it's sponsored by.
World Tree.
Gardens.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, bitch.
They got some good weed for some corporate white guys.
Hey. Like it or not, it's sponsored by. World Tree. weed made for corporate parties. Yeah. Hey, John, you want to come hit my doober?
Yeah.
Hey, Phil, come on out and let's hit the joint, man. I got you. It's infused, too, bro.
Let's go. It's more like, hey, Bertram, you want to get high as Chief Keef?
Come on, Bertram.
All of Oblast doing it.
Well, yeah.
Did you say all of Roblox is doing it?
Yeah, come on, man.
No, he said Chief Keef said it's cool. I said all of Oblox.
Okay, damn. I think he said Roblox, dog.
I love
how my
guy
Tree reacted. I wish we had a fourth mic for Tree. I love how Tree reacted to that. But I also respect that this dude
whenever
is
you're
from.
Tree, whenever you're saying something, I'm trying to hop in on the mic.
Hell yeah. Hey, look, we just going to do it like this.
No, we all good.
I also peeped it.
Hey, I'm always in here.
Also peeped that my guy Jack is from a demographic where when they peep Chief Keef, they literally take his lyrics serious. Like if Chief Keef says we gonna blow New Jersey up, it's gonna be some college kids that's really trying to blow New Jersey up.
Yo, Chris Christie's in trouble.
Like me, I ain't gonna try to blow New Jersey up.
Yo, hey, the only motherfucker that's blowing Jersey up is fucking Redman, bro. Shout out to motherfucking Redman, bro.
For real, man.
Woo!
The only person to blow New Jersey up is New Jerseyans every day.
Chris Crazy, the Hilltopian.
Come on, man.
What's the name of that?
Also, I don't know shit about New Jersey, so.
Speaking of podcasts, if you know, you know, on Facebook, Chris Crazy got one of the most common. No, the other thing he do with his.
With his home with a slander cast.
Yeah, I got a funny story about Chris Crazy. Jack Wagner has a Chris Crazy story. Come on, man.
Yeah, so back when we were booking shows at the Real
Art. Hold on, let's tone it down. Overtalk. A lot of overtalk, guys. Let's just try to. Everybody. Go ahead.
Yeah, so we were booking shows back at Real Art back in like 2016.
Yeah? Yeah?
Shout out Corner Boys back in the day.
Yeah,
we brought
out
Chris out. Shout out to Chris. Brought out Chris Crazy for one of those shows, and he showed up with weed dangled off of his hat and a weed medallion. And this is like 2016, and I saw this man before weed is legal with just weed on his fucking baseball hat, and I just thought, that's a cool motherfucker. Shout out Chris Crazy.
Oh, yeah. Hey, look, shout out to Chris Crazy. And shout out to that motherfucking blood I just rode.
Big Cuddy.
Oh, shit, you got family in
that's
here.
That's my boy, Big Cuddy.
Come on, man.
Yo, Chris Crazy about to come follow through. Hey, say, I can't. That's going to be the livest. Yo, hold on now. A-Hip is in the building with a PSA. The PSA is nothing. Who brings some more alcohol? If you have any more alcohol, bring it.
1800 right there.
Oh, we do have 1800. That is correct. Like, you pass that.
The type of alcohol that make you not want to drive home.
You might find yourself
walking up North Pearl to that university place, Bridgeway.
No license, never ever been driving. When I drive, it's fucking, oh, man, come on. That's Freestyle Friday, baby. It's Earth Day. I want to play a song right now so I can go smoke a cigarette.
Yep.
Actually, I ain't smoking no cigarette because you blazing the fucking.
Hey, look at the fucking song. You want to play it? Can I play a song? Can I get a plug right now?
You gonna play some heat though?
My friend Keyshawn just dropped
a
song today.
Please wait to see what I play, bro.
Visible Insecurities. Check it.
And no, you might have
253's very own
from Jake Wagner. Why not? Fuck it.
I said I had some heat though.
We're gonna have to get the Jake Wagner joint later.
Hey, we gotta get the Jake Wagner producer joint right now.
I got some though.
Why not though?
Hey,
I got some right.
Yo,
now.
I got some right
now. I told you that's a Tacoma word. Why not? Because he wasn't here before, and that's what those guys.
Yo,
why not? That's
come
Tacoma
tap
word,
in, Keys, Trees.
Mobb Deep, come on, bro. You got Keith's
young guy.
Now he know about
Mobb
Deep.
Wow, A-Hip smoked out. Doesn't even have his fucking roadcaster fucking tapped into the Bluetooth. Thought it was all good.
It's fucking hut.
It is hut. That is so fucking funny right there. That was so funny. I thought it was so dope. I just thought it was so hard coming in with that shit. That was beautiful right there.
I'm old, so old, I know what zone that was. Man, that was a classic. That was Mobb Deep, right?
Fuck, man.
Like it or not, we got Jack Wagner.
Like it or not,
we got got Tree in the house. We got Legends in the house now. We got Jaguar.
Do you have any favorite outboard gear?
Tree ain't even giving us the interview. He's just kicking it with us.
Do you have any? Do you have any favorite outboard gear? Like a
Jones.
You want to ask me that?
Yeah.
We up in the middle.
You got a piece. Like no matter what studio you started, like one thing that would have to be there. Because I got an answer too. I'd love to hear yours.
The 1176.
Hey, where's that letter? Pass the letter.
A compressor. Yeah. Mine's the LA 2-way compressor. Same shit. That's something for vocals at least.
You know what? I don't know what you're going to charge me. Please don't rip me off.
I won't.
We got to work together.
First one's free, bro. First one's always free.
No, I'm going to pay you because I want you to put details.
Well, there's not going
to
only be one.
I want the job done correctly, so I'll pay you. But don't rip me off.
I'm earning my business,
because
bro.
Because the way I do business.
Hey, at Jake Wagner 7, anybody?
Always get three quotes.
Yeah.
You go to get your bathroom work done, talk to three contractors. But I'm only going to talk to Jack Wagner because you fuck with the same shit I'm on.
Exactly,
so please
bro.
Please don't rip me off. That's all I'm saying. But yeah.
Let me smoke
that's
that.
That's dope, man.
We got the 7 gram blunt
also,
again. But it's not a blunt, it's a joint.
What?
The Roland Space Echo is another thing. If you can find
now, hold on real quick, man. Hey.
Yeah, yeah.
From your time down in that LA bank of fucking music artists and producing music. What the fuck comes out of that? Like, what do you do now? Why are you back in Tacoma now? Like, you were in L.A. Are that dope?
Yeah,
do you have connections? Are there motherfuckers that are hitting up Jack?
Start fucking with that Justin.
Yo, hold on, hold on.
In the Perk 30s.
Yo, shut the fuck up. What's the plan, bro? What's your plan, Jack Wagner, bro? Like, you ain't just up here. Like, are you an undercover cop? Bro, you a Federale dog? Like,
are you a narc?
I produce for Miguel, right?
Are you a narc?
So, what I'm trying to say is, what's up with the future, man? Like, Tacoma needs you, bro. Like,
well, yeah, I would love for more Tacoma to come my way.
But do you have business coming your way? Is what I'm trying to say.
Basically. I'm mixing and mastering like 3 songs a week. Like I'm
like of just random dudes and shit. Like
random dudes.
Like,
no, my guy Keyshawn, Visible Insecurities, out today. Check it.
Okay,
by the
well,
way.
No,
at Hunter, Keyshawn okay. The King. Everybody, okay. Plug that real quick. By the way, at Keyshawn, yo, shout him out.
You know the yellow one.
Yeah, shout that out.
And live from KJR 76,400 watts in the air.
But straight up, no, working a lot with him. Yeah. A lot of other cats out here that deserve a shout out too. Shout out Jungle Jim. Shout out Seven Knobs. Shout out Topo. Shout out those cats.
Ain't Topo, bro.
I mean,
come on, like it or not, Top.
All those guys deserve shout outs.
Hey, Topo.
But,
dude,
I've been doing everything.
Yeah,
mix
come
mastering
on.
Country, mix and mastering.
Hey, Topo, though. Hey, Topo.
But, how did you
meet
Topo?
That motherfucker's real, bro.
Because you spoke
through Keyshawn, bro. It's all Keyshawn, bro. Okay. Yeah, that is literally the central hub of that.
Okay.
Want to work with those guys a hell of a lot more. I've known the Knobs, though.
Where's Keyshawn from?
He's the one from Port Orchard. I was from Harbor,
so
but
like,
we met at those real art shows, bro. That was back in 2016. And
so these are some local dudes that I need to like tap into, bro. Yeah. Like,
no,
wow.
They're cool. Well, he's down
that's
in L.A.
up,
now,
man.
But
like,
he was up in Seattle for a long-ass time.
Okay, so these are some motherfuckers that like lived around here. They were down in L.A. trying to get it.
Well, yeah, shout out Taj. Basically. I mean, like he's signed J-Loud, he signed Louis, he signed Keyshawn. Those are like the big three on his label right now. That's
Taj.
Shout out Taj, bro. And my boy Keyshawn.
I'm so lit, man. It's crazy.
It's crazy,
bro. The moral of the story is a Bluetooth ain't working. It's not discoverable.
It might have needed this one. For the Bluetooth. Hey. The Bluetooth that don't
hip.
Work.
You ever want to learn how to edit? Now's the time.
Hey.
Like it or not. Hey, if you listen, if you listen in, you're going to fucking hear it. If you ain't listening, you'll never fucking know. The exchange of the blunt of the joint that we're smoking, right? It's
so how did you meet Tayshawn? Is it Tayshawn?
Keyshawn. At Keyshawn the King on all handles.
Keyshawn, that's easy.
How'd you meet Keyshawn?
Keyshawn the King on all handles.
Dun, 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 dun.
He's a producer, engineer on his own right, though. That kid's fucking next level, dude. Kid's crazy. Any genre.
He smoking as much as he wants. So you met him and y'all just was just like, hey, man, let's collab, or...
100%. So it was actually funny. I thought the dude was older than me because when he was 16, he's standing fucking 6'4 with a goddamn goatee and shot. I thought he was older than me. I'm like, oh, you're fucking 3 years younger than me. That's crazy. But he's done big things, man. He's honestly, as far as shows out here, Ill Chris even said it himself. He came to a show. He like came out of the green room like, what's going on here, man? I shot Ill Chris. But he was... Whoa,
definitely
shout
to Ill Chris,
bro. Got to get Ill Chris on here.
Fucking Logics, man, and the fucking hustling ass motherfucking goddamn. We can't say enough about that guy, bro.
Can't say enough about him, bro.
So did Miguel pay you? Did you get your money and everything?
So it wasn't from Miguel. I was working for the studio. So, like, I came with the room. So I'm, like, setting up the microphones. Yeah. Well, I started as an intern, but then I was busting my ass, so... Like I was telling you earlier, like I was sprinting his food back and forth running, and one day he was like in a rush and he saw me running down Hollywood Boulevard. He's like, oh shit, like he's like, you're busting your ass for this. And
he was over there ass kissing like a motherfucker, huh, boy?
No, I was just busting my ass because I
wanted
to.
Wait, he saw you rushing to go get
if you're gonna
some food?
His food.
What did he order? I'm curious. What does Miguel eat? What did he order? Or
a lot of vegan food. A lot of vegan food. So I think that was from he got like a Qdoba, or so not Qdoba, quinoa, and some greens, and So
you mean to tell me?
Yeah. Hold on.
You got to mixing and engineering for Miguel because he saw you hustling and getting his food for him. That's what it's about, man. You know what I'm saying? The hustle. That's
why I stuck around as the assistant engineer, like the dude that was able to do it. The reason I was able to like actually get on in other sessions was because the dude that went to
That's wild.
My bad. Nah, hold on. So you was that nigga that was like, I need a coffee. You have to go run over there and go grab a coffee.
At first.
That's what's up, though. I mean, fuck it.
Hey, nigga, like, hey, they had you doing that? Oh, man.
At first.
For you to do that and be able to still be on your grizzy, nigga, hey, hats off.
Well, I mean, everyone's got to pay your dues on Hollywood, bro. Nobody gets it given to them. You got to do it. I did that the best. Everything was the cleanest. But also, bro, there was a point in time where everybody else in the studio, they literally, like, they said they don't want them to work there because they were fucking being dickheads. So, I mean, I'm the only one that was actually, like, doing
100%. The stars are being dickheads?
Well, not the stars. I'm talking about other kids doing the same intern job.
Upcoming star didn't make it. Nah, hey, man.
But that's why I got the gig and other people did.
Assholes all the time.
Yeah, you know,
that's what I'm saying. Like, stars, they're really dickheads. You know what I'm saying? They tell people.
No, Miguel was cool as fuck.
You got to do this. You got to do that. You got to do this. Hey, man, if you're not on time with this shit, motherfucker, fuck you. Hey, look, for Miguel. Shout out to Miguel.
No, he was cool. It was fun. Cool, I mean, like, that was some of, like, the best 6 months of my life. I mean, like, I'm not even acting like...
How much pussy did you get off the Miguel credits?
None. I don't talk about none of that.
He got too much cotty. He got too much cootie cat.
Nah, man.
He probably had to turn down a
joking,
lot.
I'm joking, man. You know, yeah. My voice. You know, I'm just joking.
Yeah, feel right. The feds are everywhere. I just
had the federales want to see
he must
me dead.
Have a girlfriend.
Breakfast on my head. Now they get to rock box. Like, come on, feed them wet. Hey, folks.
What you listening to right now? Like, if you listening to music.
So hard to be positive.
Yeah, I love that.
Shooting at
so
your
right
crib. Mama still thugging the words of Warzone. Hey.
Yeah, always got to let my guy get
Sorry.
The bars off. But no, what's the songs you listening to?
So I've been listening to, like, Days Before the Rodeo, 2014, Travis Scott, Quintana Part 2, Finesse. I'm not going to even try to sing it because my voice ain't that.
But, why are you revisiting Travis Scott? Because it makes you feel good?
Well, because 2014 Travis Scott was a different animal, just like 2011 ASAP Rocky. Shout out fucking.
Let's fucking go. Shout out to fucking ASAP Rocky. You know, woo! Pesos!
ASAP Rocky, though, he got bars. He does. I heard some songs from him, even his newer stuff. He raps good.
No, I love that guy.
And he just recently, like, shot at one of his group members, so he definitely got bars.
He's about it. No, he's got bars. Shout out ASAP, bro.
Hey, rest in peace, that
allegedly,
fucking...
Allegedly.
Hey, rest in peace. E-Tray, it happened.
Where's Trump at, bro? Didn't Trump get him out of prison that one time?
Hey, shout out to ZZ Gibson.
I literally was thinking that, bro. I was listening to ZZ Gibson all fucking day.
Shout out to ZZ Gibson. Why you lying to me, man?
Nice call there. Nice call.
I would play Xenophile right now. I would play Barbie right now. I'd play.
That's what you really listening to.
Hey, shout out ZZ. I fuck with you, my nigga.
ZZ Gibson. If you go to my playlist right now, half of it is ASAP Rocky.
You can't trust the youth. They tell us they listen to ASAP Rocky, but they really listening to ZZ Gibson.
No, I'm gonna show you my playlist right now, and you'll see, bro.
I think they really listen to Bougie, man.
Like, he's really showing us the playlist. Look, that's what's up, man. So he ain't scared.
ASAP, we got ASAP, ASAP, ASAP. That's all ASAP. That's all ASAP. That's all ASAP.
Tune, 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 do, 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 do. I love that.
Hey, Kendrick comes out May 13th.
Wow. I'm looking forward to that.
You want to talk about that?
Hey, you know, that's going to be. Yes, please.
I got some things I can talk about. Oh, man.
Right there.
Yo,
E.
Oh, no.
It was me.
Shit off too, bro.
Look what you're doing. All right, well, that's all.
I owe you a rolling tray, man. I owe you a rolling tray. What kind of rolling tray do you want?
I don't care, but let's just.
I know, man.
Just don't move it.
I apologize. I got excited, man.
You know this more than I do.
Yo, but look at all the Azizi Gibson. Somebody, check out the Azizi Gibson. That's all Azizi. That's all Azizi. That is over fucking like 40 songs.
I knew I shouldn't have brought that shit tonight.
Damn. But I apologize, man. On the air, I want to apologize because
I love Azizi.
Just think if I was the type of person to not say anything, to let that break and just be like, oh, that's just his shit.
Oh, if you didn't say nothing, then I knew you wouldn't. Yeah, that ain't happening with E-Tray.
Give him my rolling tray. There's my rolling tray.
No. I don't even use that as a rolling tray. E-Tray, I don't even use rolling trays, bro. I just brought that down here for like
microphone.
a candle holder.
Nigga, don't drop that big ass microphone.
The candle holder turned into a fucking ashtray somehow tonight. Right. And then I just got knocked off the fucking table.
And hey, probably like wouldn't say nigga like I did, but you wouldn't say don't drop that thing is what I'm trying to say.
Hell no. Come on, man.
Come on.
But I had to wild out, though.
Come on, man.
I'm drinking tequila right now.
You got rogue mics. You better wild out like Busta Rhymes. You got world mics.
Man, shout out to Wallow and Gilly. Hey.
Movie shit. I did not catch any of that.
Shout out Wallow and Gilly, $1 million worth of game. And I got more new cups over there if you need a new cup.
Hey, if you want $1 million worth of game, read the book $1 million Deals.
I'm gonna read it because I fuck with this.
Just
guy,
know
Jack Wagner.
Fuck about that shit. But I had it.
Hey man, we fam, man. Come on.
Oh, no, I guess it's for you. I'm just saying, I thought you needed a new cup. Oh, here I am holding the drink. All right, guys, like now, we're 38 minutes in. This is like the unofficial, Jake Wagner episode.
I'll be back.
What's your stage name? So you really go by Jack Wagner?
Yeah, I want to piss my parents off. No kidding.
Okay.
No kidding. Jack Wag. I go by my given surname.
You don't even do the J-Wag? No J-Wag?
That's played out. So actually, fun fact, when I was 15, I was in a signed to a rap group. It was on Coolio's Ghost and Tretch label.
Can we get a freestyle? Can we get a freestyle to a Chris P beat? Can we get a freestyle to a Chris P beat?
We could.
All right.
On a different night or right now?
Right now. Different night? I don't even think I'll ever probably see you again. You might just charge me an invoice and send my music through an email.
You'll see me, bro. If you're here,
more 1800 for E-Tree. More 1800 for E-Tree. More 1800 for E-Tree.
I'm gonna kill the beat.
No, you fucking, you're not freestyling?
No.
He said he was in a rap group on the Coolio's label.
When I was 15, I don't want to do any of that, though. I'm behind the scenes right now, bro.
Fucking sit. No, oh, so loco.
I'm good
talking to a mic if you want to.
What's popping, bro?
Nah, I'm good.
Hell yeah, man. Like it or not.
You gotta get that freestyle.
Full throttle. We breaking bottles. You're lucky it ain't in there over your head. It's full throttle. We're drinking bottles.
I'm hanging it up. I need to get back.
Like it or not. Yo, Jake Wagner, man. Hey, thanks for coming through, bro. Straight the fuck up, man. You're definitely going to be back on. You know what I'm saying? So
much love, everybody.
I look forward to the next time you come in, bro. You know what I'm saying? I like it or not. And we're going to continue this episode for another, like, 10 minutes or so.
Freestyles on part two.
Okay, it's coming. Hey, do you got my number? You got me plugged
in? No, you get the contact.
We're off
shit.
Here.
Jake Wagner can't stand for shit.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break.
Come on, man. I was about to do it, man, but I'm glad you did that.
No, you
ain't rapping.
Right, can we cut
you
the song?
Can't rap.
Fish out the motherfucking pack. Yo. Yo, to all my niggas uncivilized, civilized. We cook the shake, move the weight across the tri-state. Them jokes niggas bring the shook about the crook type. Special deliver, sending shots through your act bigger. My infamous mom get on their jaw. The truth gets revealed like a W4. Some shiesty New York niggas, thirsty for cheddar. Shining, you get your juice taken with your heel sweater. Keeping these rap fans like crack fiends until we be up and put more infamous upon the rap scene. Mix the coke rhymes with pieces like baking soda. Albums and G-packs selling cross bar waters. My mom pits is like Don Bricks. Satisfaction, guaranteed real shit. Rapanoid, we meet you at the top, kid. And once we all on top, ain't no stopping it. I'm headstrong, at peace with myself like Islam. I'm stupid, 100 niggas form around me. Like force field, pull out and use gun like shield. The crew is worldwide, to think you started from the hill. Beware, a quiet niggas laying in the cut. Patiently watching, waiting for a come up. Get your spots up, we rob land like white man. Plans to overthrow your whole shit while shaking your hand. Motherfucker, up the ladder of success with text. We build and destroy, still shining, still climbing. Up the ladder of success with text. We build and destroy, still shining, still climbing. Still shining, still climbing. Check this out, son. 9-6 to the motherfucking year 2G. The mall got it locked with the master keys. World life combination to the safest song. Get that loot, motherfucker, spread love when you want. The 41st got the heat for them niggas that thirst. Yes, the fine 9 shine, put that ass in line. Regulate, I'm only here just to take what's mine. My click combined, dangerous minds, don't bust the outline. A half a man generating grands. Kid, you know how I go, only fuck with fam. That's why you're looking from the outside in, wondering how we bubbling, hustling, breaking days. Rhymy motherfuckers, getting info from your baby's mother. Got a pillow talking while that ass is sleepwalking. To all that bullshit you did, I know where you live. You better be on point when you walk in the rest. Your broke ass probably don't got a vest. So I suggest change your location is best. Cause I'm coming through army fatigue dress. Blessed with hollow tips, yes. To burn through your dirty ass, yes.
Yes, still shining. Still climbing. Hey yo, you're timing. Which way the fuck off? What is you trying? This faggot ass cat's gonna get clapped.
Alright, yo, man. Hey, like it or not, folks, we are we got an intervention here. We're hitting the 1800, listening to Mobb Deep, feeling kind of grimy. We're not going to shoot the bar up, but what we are going
to
do is we are going to cue
Victoria Warwick
some Mac Dre.
Yes, sir.
Now we just got to find out how we're going to cue it.
I don't know how. We'll do that off the air, too, man. I just
want to
bust one with you, man.
Just
well, I'm down to do it. How long are we on the air?
Hey, man, shout out to Trees, though, man, for fucking requesting this song, you know what I'm saying? To come on Washington, you know what I'm saying?
To run through this
Hilltop,
song,
stand up.
Hey, that's my number. I didn't know how to do it, man, so just call. Just lock my shit in through there, man. I put the 510 number, man.
Yo.
And then,
what?
I'm
gonna
message any of us. Yeah, text me,
life.
Yeah,
because,
man, I'm
gonna
be at you, man.
Dre rock the jewelry with the clear stones. And get on a nigga head like some earphones. I'm finna spit it with a clear tone. Get your attention. The biggest thing since the TV invention. Dope is all off, a big shot of show off. Plus, I'm a big pimp. I get toe off. Fuckers get job. She need a good job to sell BJs to her mouth get raw. I'm from the California coast. Beaches and bridges. If the cock get ghost, I don't be sleeping with bitches. I got a cool nut. Sitting on wires. Folks, bitch, not Michelin tires. Can't control my desires. I buy from Nordstrom, it's not Fred Meyers. I do a lot of weed, love my suppliers.
You know what?
Keep it fucking blood out my supplier. Man, I'm bigger than life. I do it magnum. About to throw bitches, I'm through it having them. Dre Bogart, he shove and he push. And start a war for nothing like G.W. Bush. We be loving the kush, but only in the backwoods. run out of backwood, we ain't all that good. I'm from the streets where most need heat, but I slice a nigga up like roast beef meat. I can bust you a rap, but anything else, nothing like that. I pee cat back, but anything else, nothing like that. I get you for racks, but anything else, not my job. I make you a slap, but anything else, it's not my job.
Bitch gon' ask me to come with her to the grocery shop. Told her straight up like this,
no sorry,
that's not my job. I don't do that, I'm a pimp slash rapper, I thought you knew that. And we all do that. Should I sell him the news and let him know he's gonna be walking in some brand new shoes?
Ooh, you a fool,
gotta watch thyself. One boss move, you can stop thyself. Sometimes I'm not myself,
I'm another man.
I'm a rock star in another band. Plus I'm the man with the plan in his hand. Soon we all playing in sand. Calculations and all the money I made off the rompilation. That's on my license plate. And shit on some of these midgets, bitch, I can't wait. I can bust your rap, but anything else, not my job. I'll peel your cap back, but anything else, not my job. I'll get you for racks, but anything else, not my job. I make you a slap, but anything else, it's not my job.
When I dip, they trip off with fro dressed in. Plus I got a mouth full of girls' best friend. I'm a back to the future, new game kinda nigga. Y'all lames is plain, drinking the same kinda liquor. Wearing the same kinda clothes, fucking the same kinda hoes. And you bedrock pimping, me and your game's kinda old.
And you don't want it with me,
I'll bother ya, so get lost, pal, before I clobber ya. Golden gloves, I give you new hip with a stiff left and a sharp right hook. Niggas no snitches, they ride and they bear with them. It's all gravy, as long as they don't tell on them. Me and my team, see we a machine. You fuck with my mans and I'ma have to intervene. I'm a Sporco and a Sancho, always looking out for Vinny Blanco.
All right, guys, hey, like it or not, folks, we back now off that Mac Dre, and we right into some other shit right now. Like, fucking hey, I got my headphones on.
And fucking hi-hat, we got a clock ticking.
I do,
is
too.
This, whose beat is this?
Mine. Jack Wagner.
What?
Jack Waggy beat.
It's that hip, I'm about to...
Yeah, I hop on this Jack Wagner, spitting on this shit, yo. I used to have her. You could take her home and put the ring on her finger. Been rhyming like this, man. The money brings us. She is like it or not. That's the podcast. Got Tree in the house, man. He gonna rap last. I'm gonna rap first. Flavor like a starburst. Jack Wagner on the beat. I'm taking all the purse. Yeah, I got Andy with me. Yeah, I got some candy with me. Yeah, I'm be smoking like, say I'm dandy with these. Yeah, I'm going past the mic to the left like them old school ciphers. Yeah, I guess if I had a 10 speed, you can call me a biker. I'm hyper.
Yo, I'm hyper. Yo, I'm hyper. I'm hyper. I'm hyper. Hyper.
I don't spit no beats.
Yo.
But I keep it streets.
Yeah. With that lighter ass.
Hit him with an anaconda. Syrup on me like I'm in Jemima. Might fuck around. Give you the whole world like you my main girl like Michelle Obama. Only thing in common is a lot of commas. And I open chakras, we could fuck about it till you talk about your problems. And we drink some vodka, then I'm Joseph Stalin, like, get the fuck about it.
Damn, is that a written? Have y'all ever seen the movie with James Carey, Once Bitten? Yo, it's your A-hip, bob your bottom lip. And if I hear you talking shit, I'm going to slap you. Put you in your place, like it or not. I'm not flowing with the beat, but I don't give a fuck.
Some of our rated E for everyone. These mittens. He said something about written.
Yo,
wearing mittens. Once bitten. Yeah,
99.
James Carey, not Jimmy Carey.
Yeah, I think the song was called Project Children. Yeah, he was singing about him by that project building. Yeah, out in Oakland, I was out in Tilden. Playing softball, hardball, pitching that ball. Yeah, spitting it, rapping, yeah, I'm ripping it all. Yeah, I used to spend my money at that Bayfair Mall. Buying Air Maxes and Hirachis. Yeah, I went to see the sensei to learn some karate. Yeah, when I rhyme like this, I show my body. Yeah, you ain't moving quick, man, I know your body. You're slower than a turtle. The weed smoke like some purple. Like it or not, we crossing all hurdles.
Woo!
Oh, man, it's nothing, man.
Come on, man.
He killed me.
Jack like killed it or not.
Because when I hear stuff, when people go, ooh, that's the winners. Man. He had to eat, y'all.
Hey, I'm going to play something through our headphones right now, right? It's just what we do. I'm going to play a beat right now. Press pause on that shit real quick. Hey, press pause real quick. I got a beat from Chris P. And you got to play the headphones. Keep the headphones on, though. Get the headphones on.
Oh, is this on the podcast?
This is on the podcast. Play it. Put the headphones on, though. You got to jack in the shoe.
If you shy, go to church.
Hey, y'all, you got the headphones on? This is fucking Island, okay? This beat is called Island. Produced by Chris P. and QD.
I just passed by it last week.
Yo, E-Tree.
That's sick, bro. Man.
Yo, I bought this shit off Chris and QJ, bro. This is my beat from now. I haven't done nothing. I don't know what to do. Like it or not, smoking on the pot, fucking on your bitch. Like it or not, sorry, you don't shot me. Gotta be a slick. That's two piece bitch on that last name. Motherfuckers don't know though. They don't know, bro. Motherfuckers don't got the lighter. You got it in your pocket. Like a 5mm socket. Fucking A good Ace Hardware. Fucking 5 to the right. Motherfuckers need a good night. They need to get home. Go, bye bye. Yo, A here.
In this bitch. Stand like a no under. Got an Ace Hardware if I need to buy a plunger. Yeah, if I clean your house, yeah, am I your butler? Yeah, when I'm coming through like this, call me the instructor. Cause I got a manual. She said, can I do it? I can handle hoes. Rhyming like this, I'm not a garden hose. Washing through your lawn, making sure that when the summer comes, the green grass don't turn brown. I don't smoke weed if that shit brown. I pass it around like a true 420. It's not about making money, but these punk ass companies, they're making $5 billion off the taxes. I don't give a fuck, I'm the axis. I'm probably choking cause when I smoke I'm like hacked in. My lungs watch this when I'm packed in, like a warehouse. When I'm rhyming one time I can get aired out. Spit this shit, hey yo, you could dare how. I hope he ain't recording this for the podcast, cause I'll be embarrassed how. I'll be rapping like this off of 1800, like I'm part of Federation. But I'm rapping like I don't give a fuck, this the culmination. Spitting this shit live on 6th Ave. You could never do this, you got kicked off of 6th Ave. Man, I heard a couple of these motorcycle bikers kick your ass, cause you was talking shit inside of the pub. You didn't leave, I guess you never saw Bronx Tale when they whooped their ass inside of the bar. I seen that shit on IG. Yo, man, your story, man, was glory.
Go, bro.
Yo!
Hey, man.
Give me to it. Fucking
1800 supplied,
man,
by Jack
shout
Wagner.
Out to fucking E-Tree, bro, man.
Touchdown.
Everybody
LA
don't know
Miami
E-Tree's like the
Jimmy Butler.
Hey, was that a Chris P beat or a Jack? Who was the
that
beat?
Was Chris and Q combined.
Oh, man.
They're a fucking lethal combo.
The
like,
dude,
serious, can you imagine, man, those guys down there together late
shout
at
out
night?
And when you say those names,
just working.
Shout out Gary.
Jake, bro, we'll see you, brother.
Yeah, man.
Much love, bro.
Good
come on, man.
Coming in, man.
Shout out to Jake Wagner, y'all. He's excellent,
yeah.
But this is part one of the Jake Wagner series.
Yeah. Hey, man, have a good one, man. Thanks for coming in. Yep, I'll be at you.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yep.
Hey, man, much love to my boy E-Tree, too, man. We up in here. He's up in here fucking calling shots. This is the OG. This is the real OG.
Nah,
this is somebody
nah,
that I
man.
Fucking hold high. I fucking... Well, his opinions, his, I don't know how to fucking describe it. But what I do want to describe is, what's the longest rap song you ever heard? So we can play it real quick. Or should we just, this is done episode.
The longest rap song I ever heard.
No, I'm just saying that's what we can go either piss, smoke, grab another shot, and come back to like it a fucking hot.
Maybe the delinquent's that girl. The delinquent's that girl.
Yo, what up? Oh, my God. Yeah, for sure. Come on.
Oh, he back.
For sure.
Yeah.
Shit.
Open up, man.
Hey. Like it or not, it's sponsored by this. Guy. Hey, folks, we wanted to let you guys know we appreciate you guys tuning into this episode. A lot of shit going on in this shit. Hey, much love. Fucking signing out. 2-4-10-4 motherfuckers. Trace is in this bitch. We got E-Tree in this bitch. Fucking Jake Wagner and your boy A-Hip. Straight up. Like it or not.